Hong Kong's popular culture constantly absorbs nutrients from foreign cultures. Through the process of integration, it has formed a unique and diverse local culture, which has been especially influenced by Japanese culture. As early as 1968, Rediffusion Television purchased Japanese drama series to broadcast in Hong Kong. In 1970, when Television Broadcasts Limited began broadcasting, a large number of Japanese drama series were purchased due to the shortage of local productions in Hong Kong. This led to the golden age of Japanese drama series in Hong Kong and was the beginning of the impact of Japanese culture. In the 1970s, examples were V is Our Sign, A Beautiful Challenger, and Sugata Sanshiro. In the 1980s, there were Red Suspicion and Oshin. In the 1990s, there were Our House and Tokyo Love Story. And after the millennium, series such as Long Vacation, Delicious Relationship and Galileo attracted Hong Kong people of different ages, who now have collective memories of watching Japanese TV series. This is an album released by Hong Kong singer Paula Choi to tie in with the Japanese TV series Sugata Sanshiro. In 1972, Sugata Sanshiro was broadcast during prime time on Television Broadcast Limited and became very popular. The following year, Choi covered the Japanese version of the theme song and created a Mandarin adaptation, which was included in her album and soon became a hit song. Afterwards, Japanese culture became trendy in Hong Kong. The first wave of Japanese popular culture in Hong Kong lasted until the 1980s, and the second wave appeared in the 1990s. The influence of Japanese popular culture on Hong Kong's music world was especially pronounced in the 1980s and 1990s, beginning with Roman Tam and later Alan Tam, Leslie Cheung, Jackie Cheung and Anita Moy. Stars sang adaptations of Japanese songs. Music, films and comics are among the aspects of popular culture in Hong Kong that have been deeply influenced by Japanese culture.